said your pet can't be a special guest at your wedding? We are 100% behind you because we, too, believe that your pets are family. A wedding is all about two families coming together, and if those families include pets, then those pets have a right to be at your wedding. Okay, maybe that's a little too heavy-handed because there could be allergy issues, the venue could have some rules about pets, and taking your pet overseas to a destination wedding is probably not something your pet will enjoy, especially if there is a quarantine period. That said, sometimes having a pet in your wedding is perfectly acceptable and we think it's adorable. How to have your pet in your wedding? Let's assume you've considered your pet's temperament and any other downsides, and you just know that Fido or Fluffy is the perfect wedding accessory and will do wonderfully at the wedding. You're willing to take the extra steps to make sure they arrive for their part and then leave not too long after so the day isn't too stressful. Then the big question is, how to have your pet play a part in your wedding? Try these ideas to see if they fit, if not you'll still get all the feels thinking about furry friends in wedding attire. Ring bearer. This is probably one of the most popular ways to include a pet at a wedding and it can be done with almost any pet, we're serious. If your pet isn't a well-trained dog that can take the aisle by himself, then simply have someone carry that pet down the aisle. This works for cats, iguanas, rabbits, goldfish. If they can be carried, then this can be your solution. Ride in on slash with them. If your pet is a horse, then riding in on your horse is an easy answer. If they can't carry you, maybe you'll carry them or, at least, walk beside them. Photo shoot. A photo shoot with your furry, scaly, or even slimy pet is the perfect way to show your united family. This can be done on the wedding day or you can do it before and have the photos on display at your reception. We love the second idea because it's so darn cute. You can see the holiday cards already. Also, think about a mention. They don't have to be there to be a part of the day. If you're writing your vows yourself, then adding your pet's names is a real tribute. You can even make mention of the furry pets you'll adopt together as you expand your family. Save them a seat. A seat in the front row is exactly the thing for your best friend. They don't disrupt the service but get to be a part of the day anyway. Just don't expect them to follow any wedding etiquette rules, especially at the head table. Have their picture embroidered. We've seen embroidered likenesses on wedding dresses, underneath the skirt on the crinoline, on the veil, and on a hanky. It's not just a clever idea, it's a wonderful gift idea. Hint, hint. Pet-themed wedding. If this is your style, then why not go all out and have pet-themed wedding? Have bride and groom pups on the cake, animal-printed chair ribbons, name cards with printed critters on them, you name it and you can find it somewhere with an animal theme. Considerations when you have a pet at a wedding. We hinted at it before, but planning a wedding is a big undertaking, including a pet can be fun but it can also be stressful for everyone involved. Make sure your venue does allow pets and that your pet is only there for a short time. If that seems like it might be a little bit too much when you think about the actual logistics, we highly recommend using a likeness of your beloved buddy, rather than having them attend in person. Or, since it's the world we live in now, have them join a Zoom portion of the wedding so everyone can say hello. Interested in learning more about planning the best wedding possible and adding some fun to the formal? Follow our blog and we'll do our best to keep you on top of today's wedding trends.